This is Wells Tech, a show that explores the intersection of technology and ministry. Wells Tech is a part of the Streams Media Network sponsored by Wells, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Your show hosts are Martin Spriggs and Sally Draper. Join the conversation at wellstech.wells.net. Wells Tech is on the air. This is episode 373B for Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. Welcome back, everybody. We pray that your Christmas was as joyous as the Lord provides for you each and every day. Just a wonderful time of year. We're celebrating here on Wells Tech, and Sally's going to help me do that. Full confessions or true confessions, this is pre-recorded, so we haven't actually experienced that that Christmas Eve and Christmas Day joy yet, although we do each and every day. But Sally's here anyway. Hi, Sally.
Yep, I should have brought my noisemakers because this is our last show of 2014. It's been quite a run. Had a really exciting 2014. Most exciting of all was to welcome you back after you had some health issues, and we're just so thankful to be celebrating the end of the year with you here with us on Wells Tech, Mark.
Thank you, Sally. Good, very good to be back. We have so much to be thankful for, each and every one of us. Well, if you listened to last week's show or watched last week's show, you knew that that was 373A, first part of a neat interview we had with a number of very special people. Brad Wardell, our missionary in Tokyo and an administrator in our multi-language publications group here in Wells. Mike Hartman, missionary and counselor to our work in Mexico. He's been down there a number of years. And our world missions administrator, Larry Schlomer, who also has a significant mission field experience. And we began talking to them about some of the technology advancements that we're now just starting to see being used in our world mission work. And it was exciting to hear them talk about how they view their fields and some of the technological opportunities that they have available to them. And in the second part of the interview, we're going to talk to them a little bit more, and they're going to talk specifically about some projects that they're working on, a website and a video project, and some real neat opportunities that the Lord is putting in front of us as we try and leverage the technology that that he's given to us these days. So without further ado, let's listen to the second part of our interview talking about technology, outreach, and world missions. Yeah, I guess I'm hearing about three or four different uses for technology. One is just direct outreach, and we can talk a little bit about some of the things that we're doing there with El Mensajero and Agonai, some of those websites that we've developed. What you just mentioned, Larry, getting technology in the hands of gospel sharers, people who can use the technology, leverage the technology. And then maybe another area where technology has really aided our world mission fields is our ability to train our future pastors, and this indigeneity approach of trying to build up a workforce there and using technology, because a lot of our work is not, it's very expensive to try and trot all you guys around to all of our pastors, but technology has made that really possible. Talk to us a little bit about some of that technology that we're using to train our national pastors.
Well, here in Latin America, in January, our Mexican and Colombian seminary students have three of the courses that they'll be taking. One of the courses is a course on church history, and it will be taught by a Chilean in our fellowship who is very strong in church history, and he's teaching that over the internet, actually using basic video connections like Skype and such. A second course that they're taking is a hermeneutics course that will be taught via Moodle, by one of our Wells missionaries that lives in the United States. And the third course, I'm kind of excited to try this one. We have two of our Mexican seminary students, and I will be taking a Greek grammar course that is taught in Spanish by the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. The Hebrew University in Jerusalem has started offering Greek and Hebrew grammar courses in Spanish. And so we're going to be trying this as teaching just the grammar side of things for Greek. And we also have a Mexican pastor that's going to be taking the Hebrew course to kind of evaluate and see if this is a possible way to teach Greek and Hebrew grammar to our seminary students. So those are three of the courses that our seminary students in Latin America will be doing this coming semester.
Now, just a follow-up to that, our work like Latte, that model is a little bit changing, and maybe Larry, you can comment on that. Latte was a particular approach that got maybe a little bit too expensive for us, so we're kind of moving in a couple different directions with that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think with Latte, the idea began with placing our people in a location where they can meet face-to-face. Right.
Should probably explain what Latte stands for, too.
Yep, the Latin American traveling theological educators, Latte, two T's in there. And that was a team that was formed when we were drawing back some of the missionary manpower in Latin America. It was meant to be a way that we could still train students that were in the system, you know, already ready to study and things like that. And so when it developed, you know, the technology was just coming online. Since my dad was one of them, I can say this about them. They were maybe a little slower in catching up to all the technology. That's probably not fair.
Your dad is probably one of the more advanced ones.
Yeah. but so it did catch up. They started to put some of their courses on Moodle. I know Dad was teaching a lot by the end of that by Skype and reaching out that way. And as they did that, as we started to use some of this technology to reach into Asia, places where we couldn't readily send in our missionaries, there's a country in the Middle East and a very large country in the East, you know, where a lot of teaching has been done online. I know our mission team that helps that Middle Eastern country, they meet every single week on Skype, and the gentleman there has been able to develop a system where he's able to get on Skype securely and able to talk and learn that way. And so I'd say it's, in answer to your question, it's transitioning to that,
right,
where we can't have people face-to-face. It's a way we can say yes to a lot more opportunities than before. And our whole world mission team, I think, is going to have to make that adjustment. In the past, when an opportunity popped up, we may have had to say, well, we just don't have the resources to get men there. But now we can say, you know, we can work out a plan that maybe with an occasional visit, but more importantly, having you connected through some of this technology, we can serve you if that's satisfactory to you.
And Brad, maybe your situation is different there in Japan, but I know that there is a very strong training program there, and I'm guessing that you're making use not just of the face-to-face training possibilities, but the distance possibilities as well.
You know, a lot of time can be lost on the mission field traveling around. I mean, if you have to travel 2 hours to go teach a Bible class or to train someone in a certain subject, you can lose a lot of time, and that's true in a lot of our other fields as well. So it's very efficient to be able to teach people via Skype, whether it's worker training or whether it's even just a new Christian who's learning the Bible. There's so many people studying the Bible through Skype and through Moodle. It's a blessing, and a lot of people are hearing the word in that way, and it's saving a lot of time.
Maybe it's time to talk about success stories then. Do you guys have any specific success stories from these efforts? Anything that sticks out to you?
Well, here in Latin America, I actually am really excited because, well, I think Latte was very useful in its time here. One of the things that's happened as we've been transitioning is we now have a Mexican pastor, Israel Rodriguez, and a Colombian pastor, Henry Herrera, and the two of them are now coordinating the seminary training between those two countries. And that is a huge, you know, when you talk about saving missionary time, that there's one thing which is teaching the classes, but the other side of just coordinating it, being the person that has the personal contact with the seminary students and all that type of stuff, the fact that those two pastors are now coordinating those efforts, that's something I'm really excited about. And so that's one thing I'm excited about here. Another one is we talked a little bit before about the how Mexico, here in Latin America, we're working now to develop these video Bible courses and such through, it'll be available here shortly on a website, academiacristo.com. Well, this time last year, this was just an idea and an early idea and concept, and we went to multi-language publications and talked to them about it, and have encouraged them to go into it, digital publishing and such, and start creating these courses. And now, God willing, well, we actually now have 29 video lessons that have been completed. That's 6 video courses that are now available. And so that's something that we're really excited about. In a 1 year time, we have that. And God willing, here in just the next few weeks, the website that you just saw an image of, that website will be, Academia Cristo will actually be live and we'll be able to use it. So those are some
how,
things.
How will the videos about. Be used? What's the model that you're trying to use there? Give us a little idea of how that would work.
Well, and I can get, sure. Larry earlier talked about how, you know, you want to keep the personal connection. Now, example here specifically in León, we have 3 places right around León. Aguas Calientes, some villages south of León. There's actually this cluster of 4 villages south of León. There are no evangelical or Protestant churches in any of those villages. And then the city of Guanajuato. We have contacts and members in those places. Actually, in those villages, Alan just accepted, he was called by the church in León to be an evangelist to that area, and he just accepted the call. Though we have people in those areas, and we want to help them to be able to share their faith with others and then gather people around God's Word. And so in order to do that, they need to have, you know, we want to help provide them with basic evangelism outreach tools, and that's where a Come Follow Me movie is something like that, is a useful early evangelism tool. Then you have, once you bring people together, you want to be able to sit down and learn God's Word and study God's Word together. And that's where these Bible studies come in. You can have the follow-up ones. We've also taken the Bible Teaching Series booklets that Multi-Language Publications produces. These are some real simple but very useful and enjoyed Bible study booklets. We turned those into video studies. For example, we just did one called Who is Jesus? And that one, it's a 5-lesson video study. It has 5 videos, and after each video, you go through a question and answer guide. And the answer guide is detailed enough so that a guy like Alan, who's a active Christian layman with a heart for sharing the gospel with the people in his village, are able to sit down and lead a Bible study and with those people. So those are some of the resources that we're providing. And then you connect those people in those areas with a mentor or guide. In this case, it's missionary Brad Krause. He's working with the people in those 3 spaces, Aguas Calientes, those villages, and Guanajuato City, so that he can be the go-to person, can help guide them through this process and show them what they can do.
Great. And Brad, you have some exciting technology, you know, maybe even old school technology these days, a brand new website that you're using. Tell us a little bit about Agonai.
Yeah, our homes page is www.agonai.com. Agonai means redemption, so it's really redemption.com. And it's the homepage of our church here in Tokyo. And we started out mostly hoping that it would be a simple website that would be colorful, it would have a Japanese feel to it, and that it would be a site which would have ongoing use, so ongoing distribution of Bible material, devotions, the MLP, multi-language publications, booklets, live-streamed worship services, and I don't know if you can call it a success story or not, but Tomorrow, we're going to have 20 military people from Okinawa participating in our English worship service via our internet. So tomorrow at our Tokyo English service, we're going to have a joint Christmas service with 20 military people. So it's a great tool for bringing people together and to hear the gospel, to hear the true meaning of Christmas. And the website does have a Japanese flavor to it. It's colorful. We think it's well done. We received a lot of help in making it from Wells Technology Services. We're very thankful for that. And we have a lot of people working together here in Japan to make that site, probably 15 to 20 people total working together to get the message out.
And this could be used independently, somebody just happening on the site or in the hands of one of your members trying to reach out to a friend or neighbor, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it enables our members to, in a very simple way, say, here, go to this website and you can learn something about the Bible.
Right. Maybe we're running a little bit out of time here. I wanted to talk a little bit about multi-language publications and where that is headed, because both Brad and Mike have referenced materials from there, and Brad, that's your area of expertise as well, because that is just a rich resource, and Mike is taking some of those resources and making videos out of them, and I know that there are other plans for that. Where is MLP headed and the use of technology and digital publishing?
Well, multi-language publications does want to make use of digital publications because it's a lot less expensive to produce. You can reach a lot more people very quickly. But at the same time, especially in many of our Asian countries, we realize that printed materials are still needed. We also know that many people cannot read, and so there's a need for audio materials. So we can't give up on printed materials and we can't give up on audio materials, and not everybody has a cell phone, and a lot of that is demographics. Older people in a lot of our Asian countries are not going to technology, and we want to reach them as well. But we are going more in the direction of digital publications.
Very good. Sounds like an exciting future ahead. Mike, it's exciting to hear in 1 year's time that you've made such progress. You've learned so much about technology in the process. If we look into the future, maybe Larry, you're a good person to ask this question of. What do you see coming down the pipe in terms of technology in the mission fields in the future?
Well, I definitely know that multi-language publications is been given this priority, and that's the team that really is in place to explore these options, you know, discover the ways that this can be done. The very recent past, the last decade or so, has some huge success stories, and I'm not even going to share the locations, because it's part of that success story. The gospel has been able to reach into a couple of countries that really a lot of the connection was made online. And there are now tens of thousands of people that are receiving gospel-centered, Wells-produced material that are learning about their Savior that way. I see that happening more and more. At recent planning meetings when we met with multi-language publications, also with our Latin American mission team, I think we'll have something similar coming up with our East Asia mission team. We are talking about plans that at least have the potential to reach millions instead of thousands. And it's in the Lord's hands. We don't know what he can will do with all of that stuff, but we know what he can do. And we're putting that trust there. It won't take away, you know, from the necessary work of training these people for the long term, but wouldn't it be a great blessing that if by these outreach efforts our challenge then becomes how to deal with thousands and millions rather than just trying to figure out how to reach them. So that's my prayer, is that God will use this technology to give us that challenge if it is his will.
Yeah, I pray we are good stewards of that. It certainly is a dawn of a different age, and you hear of these Acts-type moments where, like you say, millions of people are hearing the gospel, and more we've got opportunity to do that. And it sounds like we're well-positioned with, in a lot of different approaches. I mean, I view Mike's work almost as, you know, almost entrepreneurial. You'll take an idea, figure out how to make it happen, and go do it. And then more corporately, you know, an MLP strategy and, you know, a team built and looking out a few years and creating a vision. So there's lots of different ways to leverage the technology. You just have to keep our eyes and ears open and leverage the passion that we have in people like Brad and Larry and Mike. So blessings on all of your work. We really appreciate, I mean, I speak on behalf of certainly a grateful synod, and just from my vantage point, boy, we're certainly blessed to have guys like you and the Lord working through you. So thanks for taking the time, and especially you, Brad. We're probably now into tomorrow for you.
It's 5 to midnight.
Okay. We tucked it in just under midnight, so really appreciate that. Thank you, guys, and have a blessed Christmas.
Thank you.
Blessed Christmas.
Sally, I can't think of a better way to end the Wells Tech 2014 season than that interview.
There you go. And a great lead in to look forward to Wells Tech 2015, because people may not realize this, but Missionary Mike Hartman will be there along with some national pastors from the Latin American mission fields to be one of our speakers. I'm super excited.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that conference. When is it? How do people get more information?
Well, it's coming up July 9th through 11th. It's going to be happening there right in your backyard, Martin, at Waukesha's Country Springs Hotel and Conference Center. And July 9th through 11th is the date. The website is wells.net/wellstechconf. And registration will open February 1st, but if you're interested in some updates as we plan the conference, there's a place on the website to give us your name and email address, and we'll be sure to give you notification when that registration information is available.
Great. So as we mentioned last week, this is an abbreviated show. We don't have some of our regular features like ministry resources and tips and picks of the week, those kinds of things. But we do have a featured video we'd like to share.
That's right, and we don't want to leave the Christmas season too quickly. We have a wonderful video from our friends at Koine, O Little Town of Bethlehem. It's really well done, beautiful artistic work that goes along with the song.
I love the animation that they use in their live shows, and then, of course, in this video. They've just done a nice job of enhancing or amplifying just the musical portion of what they do. They've really kind of taken that to the next level.
Absolutely.
Sally, what's coming up next week, our first show of the new year?
That's right, Martin. We're having a birthday party, I think. We're turning 8 years old, can you believe? We've been doing this on a weekly basis for 8 years. So join us, yes, for that first show of 2015. We're going to take a look back at 2014 at some of the best interviews and picks and events and activities that happened in 2014. I know we gave away some cool prizes back in May. We've had face-to-face shows. We've had a lot of special events. So tune in next week, and let's take a trip down memory lane before we close the doors on 2014.
Looking forward to it. Everybody, thank you for joining us in 2014. Blessings on your New Year's celebrations, and looking forward to another year of God's grace. See you next year.